Welcome to Throat Singers Anonymous. Alien theorists theorizing case file 22. Anunnaki. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
Welcome back. Not so much of a time between podcasts.
Pretty good. I think we did pretty good this time.
Getting better.
In our temporary studio setup here in the beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia for today.
Wait, quick disclosure. There's some kids, some house hippos that live upstairs here. So
yeah, hungry house hippos.
Hear some stomping. We apologize because it's nothing we can do.
Yeah, they may or may. They're probably down for naps right now.
I hope so.
We sent out a tweet that we were going out in a boot in Vancouver yesterday, and thanks to the hordes of fans who came out.
Oh wow, it was unreal.
And drank with us yesterday, downtown Vancouver, Granville Street.
So they were two people?
Yeah, there was two people. Yeah.
Yeah, there was two people.
There was two.
One of them was your mom.
Well, no.
One of them was my mom.
One was Ryan, and the other was myself.
And we got blackout drunk.
Yeah, we did get
and
wasted.
Now we're here.
Okay, so first off, if you're listening to our podcast and you like us at all, take a minute, go on iTunes and give us a review.
Come on. Just do it.
We only have 50. We get 2,000 plays a week, and we only have 15 reviews on iTunes. And one of them is a one-star review.
Yeah,
and
some dick. One-star review.
And not even comment. Like, if you're going to give a one-star review, I'm fine. That's fine. But at least give us some feedback in the review. You don't just one-star it.
Yeah, don't just click a one-star.
Yeah, fuck. Fucking dick. And then, the worst one is, the one I don't like the most is the four-star one, where it's like, yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. I'll just give you four.
It's okay. I'll give you four. Okay. So anyways, get on there and give us a review on iTunes. Help us out.
It's a free podcast. Yeah. Take 2 minutes. And that's all we ask.
Do I have anything other?
Well, let's get a couple other house cleaning things out of the way. There was a time, approximately 6 months ago, someone sent us a picture for a t-shirt design. And they had one. Her name is Danica.
Yeah.
And you said you would get the shirts made.
It's coming.
Don't worry.
The wheels are turning.
I feel like you said that.
You know what I'm going to do? Okay, here's the thing. I ordered a small batch of shirts that we were going to make. But I ordered them from China because I'm cheap.
Yeah.
And I've recently come into a little bit more money than I normally would have. So Danica, I'm going to tweet you after the show and I'm going to get your measurements and, I'm going to go to a place and I'll just get a small run made just at like an embroidery place.
Just get like five made or something.
Yeah. Just get five made and I'll send Danica two shirts.
Wow.
Two shirts.
Whoa.
That was not expected.
Like cheap.
How generous.
Though. Like cheap.
So generous.
Like we're talking cheap. Like polyester.
Like we're going to Walmart getting the 10 pack for $4.
Yeah, like a polyester blend. You're not getting any 100% cotton. I can't afford that shit.
I prefer polyester.
I prefer the polyester blend too. They don't last as long, but they don't shrink.
They don't shrink.
They feel nice on my skin.
That's all it's about.
So Danica, we haven't forgotten about you. We should post that picture that she sent us because it was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, we said we'd do it and we never did.
Well, because I wanted to make the t-shirts, I kind of wanted
a surprise.
A surprise, like have the design on a t-shirt already. But we're gonna post that picture. It's incredible. You know what? Let's make it our new little logo for a temp logo for a while.
Sure. We can do that.
Yeah. Okay. Space news.
Space news.
What do you got?
There's an enormous coronal hole. Earth is inside a high-speed stream of solar wind flowing from an enormous hole in the sun's atmosphere.
Oh, shit. Get your solar sails out. Let's go.
Yeah. Forecasters are saying there's a 40 to 45% chance of G1 class geomagnetical storms, auroras, July 10th and 11th.
Classic.
So what's the date today? The 9th, so 10th, so 11th. So by the time you listen to this, it's too late. You should have been keeping those eyes on the skies like we tell you. So,
well, it'll be out on, what did you say, 11th?
Yeah.
So this will be out on the 11th.
Oh.
So you may If you listen to it, if you listen to this right away, you may get to see him.
In the sprint outside, if you're not too busy on Pokemon Go, you can sprint outside and check out some Aurora. You know what? It's actually ATT and Pokemon Go are the perfect combination because you can listen to a podcast where you go walking at night looking for Pokemon and casually keeping your eyes on the skies.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah. It's perfect pairing, like wine and cheese.
We can't even play the game in Canada here.
No, not yet. Well, we could
do a cracked version.
Yeah, we can do a cracked version. But see, my worry is, because like Andrew's got it, and he's already bragging. He's like, oh, I caught a fucking Eevee outside and all this shit, making me jealous. But I'm worried that if I get it and I start really like putting some time in to hunt some Pokemon, that what's going to happen is the one for Canada is going to come out, and it's going to somehow like glitch the cracked version. You're going to have to start all over again.
Probably.
It's better to be bummer.
Better to wait.
And, yeah, and I don't want to go hiking places twice. Just one time.
One time. That's all you get.
Never go more than once.
So I'll wait. I'll wait patiently.
Okay. More space news. We have, what's it called? I think it's called the Juno Space Orbiter. It's going to Jupiter.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they sent a probe to Jupiter. I think it's the first time in a while since we've had something orbiting Jupiter. And the scientific instruments were just turned on.
Oh,
well, actually, they're turned on. Sorry, they were turned on Monday, July 4th. So expect to see some sweet stuff coming up pretty quick.
Oh, and in case if anybody didn't know or wasn't thinking about it, Jupiter is the Roman equivalent of Zeus, right? And the probe's name is Juno, which is Hera, which is Zeus's wife. And all of Jupiter's moons are named after all of Zeus's lovers. So NASA was pretty funny naming their probe Juno to go check up on Jupiter.
Clever guys,
oh my God.
They got a sense of humor.
That's
funny, great. Guys.
How did you know that, Dan? Just hashtag Dan knows.
Yep, that's all you got.
Forward all your questions. Dan, did you ever hit that guy up on Twitter who wanted to buy you all the drinks?
No, I never hit it up. I don't know. Virginia's a big state. I'm like, oh shit.
Wow. You guys could meet and go see the, you know, what do you got in Virginia? Isn't there some museum of like America you could go see?
America.
Well, there is the Museum of U.S. History in Washington, D.C. Yes, there is one.
Yeah, see, so guys, can you two patriotic Americans go and check that out? My mic is so slowly going down. Like,
yeah, you really got to crank that tight.
Time, just, it's driving me nuts here. Oh, I blew it here. It
doesn't help that your mic stands on a chair, I guess, either.
Yeah,
I
know, but I'll figure it
out. Yeah, well, let's watch them struggle. Anyways.
Okay, there we go.
That's all I got for space news, I think, today.
Yeah. Oh, and so I guess we had some big holidays. We had America Day.
America Day.
We had America Day and Canada Day.
Yeah. More importantly, Canada Day.
More important, of course.
Yeah.
Someone tweeted us a funny picture of, it was like a Batman spoof, and it was, happy 4th of... ... and then Batman just slaps Robin and says Canada Day comes first. So
yeah.
Anyways,
yeah, happy Independence Day. I hope none of our listeners spent the last weekend with two hands this weekend, and I hope everyone's got all their fingers still. So I heard this is a bad weekend for people losing hands.
What do you mean?
Fucking lighting fireworks off and just...
Oh, yeah, fireworks, oh, yeah, yeah. Big thing.
You know what? Hold on. Let me type this in.
Quick stat before, of how many people before, lose their hands.
Before we say... I'm going to type in 4th of July fireworks blow up hand.
And see what comes up.
What do you bet? What do you bet that another year some person has lost their hand or fingers?
I guarantee you every year someone loses hands.
July 4th. Fireworks.
This is live breaking news.
Blown up hand. I'm just typing blown up hand. This is exactly what. Let's see what's he.
And.
Nick Young nearly blows hand off with fireworks on 4th of July.
Nearly blows off hand.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, but then what does that mean? Does he lose
his
count.
Doesn't count.
Oh, he's a pro basketball player. Remember that? Oh. Oh no, he's fine. He's fine.
Ah, lame.
So hold on, I'm just gonna.
Who else blew off their hands?
Oh no, I got a great one. Dog finds hand after man blows it off in firework accident.
Good dog. Yeah. Good dog.
Chicago.
Hmm.
Right on. So yeah, the streak continues.
Keeping a great American tradition alive.
And those are just the ones that are reported. I'm sure there's fucking a whole bunch.
Yeah, oh yeah. Okay, so well, Dan's just been chomping at the bit. Man, he's been this one.
All week he's been for this
just
part.
Just messaging me the hours and hours of
preparation I've been putting into this. Hours, I mean 30 minutes.
When are we doing Anunnaki? I'm so ready. Let's do it tomorrow. Every day for the past 6 months, that's been Dan. When's Anunnaki? I didn't just call him last minute last night and was like, hey, you want to do a podcast?
No, never.
Thanks. He was ready.
Let me pull out my volumes and volumes of handwritten notes that I have. Yeah.
You know what's funny is we talked about, because technically we tweeted out that in 20 minutes we have open hotline.
Oh, yeah. We did say we have open hotline tonight, so... Yeah.
Well, whatever. Maybe we can do this one. Is Anunnaki / open hotline?
Well, yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Can we take another call with Dan?
Yeah, you can do a conference call.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Should we just keep adding people? How many people can we add into a conference call? Can we make this really fucking busy?
Well, we'll start and we'll see what happens. Because
my experience is if it gets like four or more, it's too many.
Well, no, what I was hoping is we could get like five people. Right, like us three, and then say six people and three other people, and then the conversation gets so deep that the three of us can leave, and we'll have.
We'll
have an unreal podcast. We'll have an unreal podcast that was prepared by three people that didn't even know they were doing a podcast. Right,
I think you're onto something.
This would be way better. We should just do that all the time. We don't even have to record.
Just start it and then start picking up Skype calls as we go.
Yeah, just pick up Skype calls and then we just head out and hit stop after an hour. I think I'm onto something here. New podcast. Might be.
Anyways, Anunnaki.
Anunnaki.
Dan, take it away.
Well.
Okay, so the Anunnaki refers to a group of gods from ancient Sumeria, and their name is a derivative of the words Anu and Ki, which are meant to be translated as names for heaven and earth, but can also be seen to be translated into those of royal blood or princely offspring. These demigods, basically, most of them are depicted in Sumerian steles and things like that. You see them in wall paintings and sculptures, and they have, most of the times when they're depicted in they have heads of animals, various birds or lizards or bulls. Now, they come into play in the ancient alien theory after Zachariah Sitchin, who is a Russian-born American author, popularized the idea that that humans were actually descended or were at some way their evolution was influenced by aliens. And he named the Anunnaki as one of these races of aliens that had heavy influence on the early prehistory or the genetic origins of humans.
Man, we try to watch something with Alexander Sitchin talking, or Sitchin, and I think the reason more people didn't like go against his theory more publicly is because he's so fucking boring that you're just like, hopefully this is over. Like, I'm so tired. He just has the dullest. Oh, you know what it is? He's Russian, though. So it must have been whoever's doing the interpretation on the video has just had the most, like, oh, and then he's the Anunnaki came from the 12th planet. And he's just so fucking boring. We watched 20 minutes of
it. Yeah, he's old. He's a researcher. He's not a public speaker, really.
But no, that's, so let's get into the Anunnaki as the 12th, or living on the 12th planet.
You want to start with their home? So their home planet is Nibiru.
Nibiru.
As goes the clay, the planet, clay tablets of...
Planet X going to give it to you. As I like to refer to it as.
The angriest of the rapper planets.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It started already.
Oh, man. We've had too many beers already.
That's really funny.
I think this one should, instead of being called Case File 22,
Planet X going to give it to you.
Planet X going to give it to you.
Nailed it.
So, okay, from the videos and stuff that we've watched and reading, it's super, super interesting to find like the Sumerians had texts and stuff like, and diagrams of the solar system referring to all these planets, like, you know, the Earth and in their proper order and stuff, and then had the 12th. Like, to me, that is like, I'm like, well, okay, if they couldn't have known that without telescopes and stuff, and they describe them a little bit in the text.
They describe them as colors.
Yeah, that are actually spot on.
Yeah, it's spot on, and it's weird because they go from, like in the Sumerian clay tablets, they don't go from the sun outwards. Like we say, like, we're the third planet from the sun. They called us the seventh. They called Earth the seventh. So I guess the theory goes that it was Nibiru, their home planet, then Pluto, is it Uranus, or is it Neptune first? Uranus, Neptune, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, then us, yeah, and then our moon, and then they did Venus, and Mercury, also, and the sun. So they went 12 back. They went from the outside in, like the Nibiru, like their home planet, they counted from, not from our sun like we do.
Yeah, and it's like, hey, that, like, that to me is like, whenever you see stuff like that where it's, we don't really know how they have that information, to me that's some good proof that maybe there is something else. Maybe there is a 12th planet that's on this insanely long.
Yeah, they're saying it's like on a 3,600 year revolution or something. That's when it passes by the sun, at least.
Yes, yeah. And it's not like a, like an orbit like the rest of the planets. It's like a long, elongated elliptical, yeah, orbit, like stretches way out deep into the solar system, then comes back.
See, now here's where this theory loses me a little bit. So the Anunnaki live on this planet?
I guess the theory is that, yeah, they came when this planet came past Earth or into our solar system, they jumped off and,
yeah, some say that the planet Nibiru, or they're saying that some of the Sumerian texts are translated saying that Nibiru was dying or some sort of catastrophe was happening, so the Anunnaki kind of hopped off of their planet to our planet, and they arrived somewhere around 430,000 years ago.
Yeah, like, I hear, like, the dates, I hear, like, some people say, oh, it was only 6,000 years ago, like, the Sumerians, which could very well be, but as we go back, we've covered, like, Göbekli Tepe and all these, like, structures that are way older than 6,000 years.
Oh, yeah.
So I think the theory goes that they probably have been coming here for a long time over multiple civilizations of humanity, and the Sumerians are just the closest civilization that we know of who connects themselves with the Anunnaki, in my opinion. I don't know.
Now, okay, so then there's the other theory that it comes by and it's, okay, this one to me is fucking stupid.
Talk about Nibiru?
Yeah, Nibiru comes by and actually collides with Earth and then wrecks Earth a little bit, and Earth kind of reforms as a little bit smaller. And the moon actually used to orbit Nibiru, but on the last collision, we picked up their moon.
No, I thought it was Nibiru collided with a different planet.
No, I thought it was Earth, and we picked up their moon.
No, Earth is like, I think Earth was the, they say, the creation of that collision. A bigger planet was hit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
And then Earth popped out of that collision. But yeah, who knows when that would have been.
That's like billions of years.
Yeah, that would have been forever ago.
To me, I'm like, they're like, oh, yeah, it says in this. I'm like, no, okay, first off, that's, to me, as soon as you start saying shit like that, you're like, no, that's impossible because no one was there to see that. So it doesn't matter if someone wrote that down. That's just someone writing something down. No one was there to see that. That's not a good theory. So I hate when they incorporate that theory into it.
Yeah, like the origin story of Nibiru and Earth and the solar system is up for, obviously, speculation in whatever regards. But I think as you go, as the Anunnaki, as gods and creators of humanity, I think that theory, I think it's a cool theory. And
like, oh, 100%.
So it makes sense, because if you think about humans, like Homo sapiens, there was like Homo erectus, Homo Neanderthal, and all these other civilizations, and we are the only ones to evolve artistically out of that like species, like group of species.
Yeah, as an origin story, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, they're finding a lot more. Actually, they're finding a lot more kind of near ancestors to humans now. Like not just the Neanderthals and Erectus and like Cro-Magnon man, but they're talking about like the Denisovans and like Homo forensis, like those ones. You have so many different races that were like around at the same time now.
And yeah, well, yeah, if, like the evolution theory, that would make sense. Like all, like a whole bunch of homo, what do you call this, humanoids would evolve at the same time over different families.
Yeah.
How we are the only ones to evolve out of that? Were we just like the most violent and we killed all the rest, or?
Well, and now that kind of gets into why, I mean, the reasons why they say that the Anunnaki or had their hand in genetically manipulating our species, like why they did it. So, I think most of it is like we were engineered to be a slave race.
Yeah, that's what I hear, yeah.
Right? To mine gold, to mine their bling.
Yeah, and like the gold thing, that makes sense for me that if, say, the theory is true and they came, the Anunnaki came to Earth. And it's not just gold. Like, I've been reading into it. I don't know if you heard of a monoatomic gold.
Nope.
Well, I guess that is the gold they're after. And supposedly monoatomic gold, the theory goes that it's got like really, really strange properties. It has the ability to like levitate. If you heat it to a certain degree, it can disappear. And they say that maybe like it goes to an alternate dimension because they don't know where it goes. I'm pretty sure they did it at like MIT, they did this experiment, but they never put it in scientific journals if it can't be explained. So they did this experiment with monoatomic gold, which is just gold. Instead of being clumped together, all the atoms making these huge gold nuggets, it's just like a white powder almost.
Uh-huh.
And they say like they came to Earth looking because they had high concentrations of this monoatomic gold. It's like a superconductor, and they say it might be referred to as like the elixir of life and like leads to extended life. So they say that's what they're after. So they came here mining for gold, but they couldn't do it. So the theory that they would create a slave race out of an already advancing species on Earth, it's got a little pull for me.
See,
I don't know.
And I could even make the leap that, because gold is, in our society, gold is useless. Like, it really is. There's no, like, we don't need it for anything other than, like, aesthetics, really.
No.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, in ancient times, gold was just used as an aesthetic thing, But I mean, there's lots of uses for it, but
makes sense that if they were coming to mining it, why we would, you know, why want it so bad, because maybe,
yeah, why we would form a weird attachment to it.
Cause it was such like, you know, we were always looking for it. Right. And then maybe that's why jewelry and stuff started, because that's what the Anunnaki used to have. Right. They used to wear the gold and.
Well, yeah. If we were like a slave race and we were like brought into existence, like into our consciousness by DNA manipulation. And we were just led to believe that just gold was this valuable substance. We would just believe that. We had no reason not to, right? We just latched on to like, oh, gold is... Because gold is not the most rare resource in the world.
No.
There's way more rare gemstones and like other types of like stones like that are way more rare as far as like quantity on Earth goes than gold's. Like, yeah, now with, like you're saying, like now we know that gold's like a really good conductor and it's used for a lot of electrical circuits and stuff. But before, we really had no use for it. Or did we?
Well, we just don't know.
I don't know. Like, I was kind of looking into it, and there's a lot of videos on people, like, taking monoatomic gold, like, as, like, a supplement. And there's health benefits, I guess. I never really looked into it, so hashtag look it up.
Oh, that's cool. I'm going to check that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, because it says many... I'm just reading, like, I had a whole bunch of shit pulled up about it and just reading some weird facts, and it's, like, many depictions of Anunnaki... They seem to wear wrist watches in all the depictions, or some sort of wrist jewelry.
Yeah, and all the glyphs that they're found in, like all the Sumerian tech, they're like, they don't, yeah, they're like wearing weird stuff. They have like weird, like almost like helmets on sometimes, weird boots. Sometimes they have wings. And I don't know if the wings maybe are just because there's depictions of them coming in flying craft. Like that's like across like a lot of ancient cultures, they always say like, oh, the gods came down in like almost like flying vehicles almost, right? And then maybe they just depicted them as wings, because that's the only thing.
Because they flew in. Because
they flew in, and that's just like the symbol for like humanity, for flight. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say these is the, or a lot of theorists theorize that these, that Anunnaki were kind of like the proto angels, like their depiction in like human mythology or human history is that they are like basically what all the angels are based off of, like the of Christian mythology, and the Nephilim were the offspring of the Anunnaki and human and like hybrids, the giants and things that people said they've seen.
the giants, man, like that whole, yeah, let's talk about like the Nephilim and stuff, because I guess in the theory goes that Anunnaki created man. Maybe they took it from like Homo erectus or Homo Neanderthal and they created Homo sapien, like our ancestors. But the way they would clone, they say, and all the, in the story in the Bible, they say like, oh, he took, cloned Adam and then took his rib, right, to make Eve. Yeah. Well, like a rib is like, if you're going to take one bone of the human body, you would take one of those floating ribs because it's non-invasive. And that rib is full of bone marrow, which is like the perfect source of DNA. So if you're going to do any type of DNA manipulation or cloning, like that would be the place you'd, I think you'd do it from.
Right. There's some places say like the Anunnaki, they showed up about 250,000 years ago. And they basically start, that's when they started their experiments to produce basically splicing Homo erectus and Anunnaki genes and some animal genes to create the actual Homo sapien species. And what happened is like the Homo sapiens, like we produced so prolifically, like there was too many of us in one spot, and that when Nibiru came through our solar system again, or near Earth, it caused the flood, or the, right. the, you know, the biblical flood, wiping out, like, and they just let it happen. Like they could have stopped it or they could have helped us, but they let it happen in order to wipe out a significant portion of the human population.
Well, man, I like that, because if you go by, if it says 3,600 year old rotation or like elliptical orbit of the planet Nibiru, let's say that was back in like time of Moses from the Bible or like Babylonian time, and that caused the great flood. And now the conspiracy comes back now, say we're 3,600 years later, and Nibiru is supposed to be approaching again. I don't know. That's the theory that I kind of struggle to really grab a hold of. Like, it's supposed to be Nibiru. Well, it's supposed to be like Nibiru in 2012. Now Nibiru 2016, August.
Yeah. Listen, it's not coming anytime soon.
No, because let's say, because there's evidence that there may be another celestial body way out in the solar system that's like pulling the planets in a weird way, but they can't actually see it yet because it doesn't give off light from the sun because it's too far away. So if it was that close and it was coming towards Earth, we would know, right? We would know by now. Or someone already knows and they're keeping it from us. You know,
well, right? I think you'd be able to see in this. Someone would notice it, be like, "Hey, what's that?"
Well, it would look like Mars or something, like a star. Yeah. It would look like a bright star by now if it was that close.
Yeah.
But there's some weird videos that people say, "Oh, this is Nibiru," but man, I'm not a scientist. I can't tell what it is. It could be just Mercury. It could be comet, who knows.
Just real quick little shout out, I'm gonna say this podcast is being sponsored by Granville Island Brewing. We bought them one of their summer minglers. Oh,
Pride of Vancouver right here.
Yeah, Pride of Vancouver, and it's delicious.
Man, it's good beer.
I'm drinking
a Cypress Honey Lager right now.
Oh yeah, we're drinking the same one now.
It's delicious.
It's awesome. They're good. So if you're in Vancouver,
we give free plugs.
Yeah,
no one pays us for anything.
If you're in Vancouver, get yourself a mingler. They're awesome. Anyways, back to Anunnaki. I agree. I think that they 100% have come, or I don't know if they've came or whatever, but I think they had something to do with the pyramids, building the pyramids, or whether we refer to them as Anunnaki, but definitely a superior race than we are, built the pyramids. And the Egyptians had nothing to do with it. They just came and graffitied the walls.
Well, yeah. I think one of my favorite theories is like as far as human origins go, like we as a race might have been genetically engineered, but I don't think it was like as a slave race. I think it was maybe we were produced as some sort of a war race. Basically, if you look at humans and like how we're built and like the like we are like the perfect war machines.
Man, it's crazy.
Oh, we were talking about
this. We've been talking about this, how fucking terrifying we are, like if you were an outside race.
I mean, the way that we're prone to aggression, like being territorial, and as far as you know, we are unstoppable terminators of the natural world.
Yeah. Man, it's weird because it's like it's true in a way.
Like we're
the way we heal.
Yeah, we heal way better than anything else. You can fucking blow limbs off us and we fucking keep going. Like really the only thing that kills us is a shot to the head. We scar. Yeah.
We're outrageously adaptable to pretty much any type of environment.
We wear the fucking skins of other animals.
The only
we're smart and we can work well in groups.
The only other animal like us on the planet who can run as far as we can and works in teams like us, we've domesticated them and made them pets as wolves. Like, wolves are the only other species like us who work in teams and can run long distances and chase their prey down. We've turned them into pets. So maybe the theory goes, okay, let's say the Anunnaki, they came here, let's say 500,000 years ago to look for this monoatomic gold for either whether it be for their to save their planet, their atmosphere, or for their longevity, for their like eternal life or whatever it is. And they started experimenting with different like races, like species on our planet to make them like a worker race, let's say.
Yeah.
And
then what if there were species already here? Like, maybe there was another race, like another intergalactic race here playing around with genetics. That's why we have the other ones.
What do you mean? What do you mean the other ones?
What do you mean the other ones?
Like, you're like the other races of
I
like,
thought Dan was going to get racist here. The blacks.
No, that's why we have like the other races that we haven't. The most of them are extinct now, but yeah. Like Neanderthals and we don't know much about them right now, but the Denisovans, which were a bunch of those skulls have been found in like northern Russia and places, which were very close to Homo sapiens.
We were just a fucking intergalactic battleground for your fucking, we were like the fucking rock, like the robot wars or whatever on TV, the Earth, yeah, and they were just like, send your best fucking genetically modified fucking beast.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, maybe they came here and it was just the Anunnaki and they had like a bunch of experiments. They started with like, they took one species and they made them workers, but they weren't good enough. So they took, maybe they did like 10 or 15 different variations over 500,000 years. And when they got to us, they took like, let's say they took Homo Neanderthal and made us Homo sapiens, but something went wrong in our DNA process, which turned us like aggressively violent. And we just started wiping out all other species like us, including the Anunnaki. Because if you go with the Nephilim, that was like it's a half human, half god.
Yeah.
Giants, they say in the Bible. So maybe like we just ended up just taking over the world. Like maybe we made our own destiny by taking, like breaking free from the masters almost.
Oh. I mean, yeah, that's how most of the mythologies go, is that we broke away from, our gods, or most of the religions fall that way. If you look at the Adam and Eve, or you look at like Prometheus bringing fire to humans in ancient Greek mythology. I mean, there's one narrative that tells about one of the Anunnaki being a type of Prometheus, like giving us intelligence, or giving us the ability to think abstractly or whatever, to rebel against our creators, something like that.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. That kind of makes sense. Like, maybe we were the mistake that the Anunnaki made and kind of ended their reign.
Their last mistake.
Is it ever talked about that if they theorized that they can manipulate time?
I don't know. There's some things that I'm say about that to. They live on a different plane of existence. So I don't know about time.
Well, maybe they bred us. Maybe we're a race that's been bred for war, and they've like, because if they live out of plane of existence, like they could drop us, do whatever they need. And then they're like, okay, we're not going to come back till they have,
do we have a
20 billion,
a working like 20 military billion troops. Race or something.
Yeah. Until we have 20 billion that we can go and harvest for war.
And they're slowly just dropping us technology through maybe crashed alien spacecraft or any type of technology for us to retro. Because we talked about that too, actually, how humans, if we find a piece of technology, let's say, if we don't know how something works and we figure out how it works, within like right away, we reverse engineer it and make it into a weapon of war, like right away. Any type of new advancement in technology turns into a weapon of war.
Yeah.
That's one of the things they're saying, is that the Anunnaki, like some of those hybrids, like the ones that were either chosen or were hybrids of Anunnaki and human parents, are actually guiding our society through some people think they might be like the Illuminati, or they're like one of the guiding forces behind our society's development,
like over all of, like they've just been here the whole time. Well, you know what, this kind of maybe this ties in with like a Hollow Earth theory. Maybe these Anunnaki are technically just like, because I've heard that the Anunnaki may have been like reptilian almost, right?
They're called the Draconians
or something, like the reptilian race.
They're saying that some might have been reptilian, yeah.
Well, like, I've heard that some were reptilian. There's actually, I've heard three, that the Anunnaki Empire was like a galactic empire also that consisted of the Nordic. So like they looked like humans, right?
Yeah. With
the blonde hair, blue eyes. The reptilian gray, or the alien grays from Zeto Reptilian or whatever that galaxy is. And also
Zeta Reticuli.
Yeah, that's the one.
God damn it, Dan.
And also the reptilians. So like these three alien races consisted of the alien empire or the Anunnaki Empire, and they're all coming to Earth looking for gold. I've heard that theory before too, but which kind of makes, well, it kind of makes sense then, if there's a, if there are such thing as reptilians, they're the deceivers. Maybe the grays are trying to help us and the Norse don't give a fuck.
I've heard a little tidbit that they might have been like a species of actual dinosaur that escaped extinction, and they evolved to the point of intelligence, and they just, it leans towards the hollow earth theory, that they, maybe they hid inside the hollow earth and they came out.
We are too disturbing to look at for the other races. We must stay underground.
Well, that's where it would be warm if you found.
Yeah, it'd be warm, and it'd be free of weather change, pretty much. It'd be a constant like inner earth temperature, probably.
That's a good point. I never thought about that. Yeah, because those reptiles, I guess, aren't as hardy as us humans.
Yeah, who knows? It goes back. Well, there's crop circles. Beware the deceivers and their false promises. We did that on crop circle ones, yeah, too.
Beware the deceivers and their false promises.
Maybe the Anunnaki Empire split apart way back in the day, and that's where they went. The reptilians stayed on Earth. The grays have been watching over us.
They're all just fending for control of our race. They're all kind
of... Control of the race, or... if we're a military species, allegiance of our race. Yeah, this theory's, we can go forever on them. The Anunnaki, it makes more sense because it's all like the ancient, like religious texts all kind of say the same thing, like the same kind of start. Something came from the sky, something spoke us into existence. So the Anunnaki, man, it makes sense.
Yeah, I agree that all the religious stories are so similar that to me it just sounds like it's all from a single origin that has been lost now.
I would agree that I feel like there's something there. Like it's just too strange to think about for just evolution's sake. That just like, nature is weird, and yeah, sure, that could happen too, but just the fact that a spark or something that led humans to begin to think the way that they think, or it's just like that's nuts. Like I would think that if there were some race that would be like, hey, we need some frontline fighters for our intergalactic war, and so they were just like, let's breed these dudes.
Yeah, well, man, it makes sense in a way.
Whoa,
what is that?
Fucking pop-up ad there on Google. Sweet.
That looks like was that a John Cena ad? Or
I don't know.
He swings in and does what's his finishing move?
The AA, attitude adjustment.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Anyways, what were we talking about? Anunnaki?
I was typing in Anunnaki.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say something about the evolution. Like, if you believe in evolution, all other species in the... species on the planet, like if you take birds, there's thousands of birds. Like, why are we the only? I guess there's apes, I guess, which are similar to us, but we're the only species of our kind, right? There's no other like reasoning, intelligent, cultural.
And there's different types of apes,
right? Yeah, there's different types of apes, whole bunch of different types of apes.
Yeah.
So, and like, for one species just to spawn off, okay, let's say it wasn't one, maybe it was a dozen. They tried a dozen different. They did some with, maybe they did one with a fish, and maybe they did one with a bird, and then they did some with apes.
Were they disappointed with the fish species?
Yeah. Mermaids. They were mermaids. They hated the mermaids, so they said, "Fuck the mermaids, get rid of them. Let's try some apes." But yeah, they took the ape DNA, crossed it with their own, and ended up making some super violent race. Okay, it's cool to think. Okay, if you go, we go on like a galactic thought. Intelligent life maybe is not violent by nature, period. Maybe we're the one exception, and that's why we're kind of like left on the outside now.
Yeah.
this UFO phenomenon that we are experiencing is this other civilizations be like, holy shit, look at these fucking crazy creatures.
Yeah.
We can't let them off the planet.
And they're like, yeah, because we talked about that. Like, we were coming up with this, like, we were just talking like stories and like theories and stuff. And we said, like, imagine if it's like, there's like a galactic warning. They're like, you cannot go to this planet because if you fucking crash, whatever you crash on that planet,
don't let them off that planet.
Yeah, they will take it and they will figure out how it works almost instantly. So, like, they're like, do not go. Like, it's not safe. And there's like, you know, everyone's fucking little prick of the species coming down and taking a peek. And
we're just kind of like the runaway species. Yeah. Like, all these galactics, let's say it's like a galactic pact, and like there's a whole bunch of different races. And they do this all the time. They go to planets to find minerals for their civilization. They alter a native species of that planet as like a slave or let's say a mercenary, but they have no like reasoning skill. They don't have like, they're just slaves, like by the word. They just obey. But then humans came along and completely went the other way.
And there just had to be like, there'd have to be some reason that they left us, because I wouldn't see why they couldn't just wipe us all out. Because if they're that smart, if aliens are smart enough to traverse the huge vast distances between stars in a lifetime or so, I would not see why they couldn't engineer some sort of just like gene killer virus that just identified every human or Homo sapien on the planet, just wiped them all out just in one go.
Just wide scale, like biological warfare.
Yeah, it could either be like, if you think about the flood, like maybe they thought that did it. Maybe the Anunnaki were like, okay, we're done with humans, and so we're just gonna wipe them out with a huge flood. Oh, and maybe one of the Anunnaki was like, okay, I feel bad for these guys. Maybe I should tell like a couple of them. Like Noah and or his people or the other like Noah equivalents in other cultures, and like maybe we'll save a couple. Maybe they just felt bad. Some Anunnaki hippies or something.
Man, that's a good. I like that because I've heard that theory before. Is okay, Noah's Ark, and everyone's like, you can't just take two species off the whole planet and repopulate because genetics doesn't work that way. So I've heard that the Ark, like in Noah, it was just like an Anunnaki like helped. Like vessel that just housed DNA, not necessarily specimens, because they knew the planet was going to be wiped out, or they wiped the planet out themselves, but they wanted to repopulate because maybe life is rare and they want to keep life on the planet. So they made Noah's Ark, but it wasn't carrying specimens. It was carrying DNA of all the species. I've heard that theory before. And then, yeah.
The Noah's Ark thing to me, it
is bogus.
It has to be, in a sense, something like that.
Yeah.
Like a physical ark, like like as we would think, like a giant boat that's 80 cubits long or whatever.
If that's the theory, if that's the theory that it actually is a boat, then it's like you're talking about the invention of a boat, because that means no one else had a boat. So fishing was non-existent because everyone else's boat would have fucking got destroyed in this flood. Right, so to me, I'm like, the idea of just a boat is fucking stupid. So I'm on your page where it's got to be like a DNA time capsule or something, right? Like, and it's just
I think like all the stories in the Bible and the ancient texts, I think they're all spawned from a singular event, in my opinion, in our realm of civilization. Like maybe we're the tenth generation of humans. Or like altered humans the Anunnaki have tried 10 times and each time it fails, and we're the time that kind of got away.
Yeah. They're going to come back and be so disappointed. Like, God damn it.
I thought we got rid of these.
We fucking, insects. We told you no nuclear weapons. That's the one thing we said. And what did we do? Made 25,000 nuclear weapons.
Just shooting them at her.
Shooting. Yeah. They're blowing up nuclear weapons on their own planet. Are they insane?
Yeah, fucking crazy.
Of all the ways you can get energy, and you're fucking running nuclear power.
Their planet is full of gold, and they're fucking...
They're full of all these elements, and like you can just pull power out of the air, but no, they're going to do all this fucking nuclear power.
Oh, man. These chairs are hurting my back. This isn't as comfy as the studio.
It's a little less comfy than the studio, but you know what? It's better than the last time we did it.
Yeah, no, definitely. I was going to say along that... The same thing. I like our theories for the Anunnaki better than the published theories.
Well, like we just took the published theories and kind of like meshed them all.
What makes more sense? to me.
I think it's a lot more simplified. I mean, some of the theories get real deep into like the family tree of the Anunnaki. Like they were an actual like a royal lineage, and there was like a king of the Anunnaki, and there was like three princes and like some other like advisors and scientists and all this.
Yeah, I've heard that. Like, yeah,
really get into it.
It was like Anunnaki. They had like, it was like Enki and like they had all these. Yeah, they had all these.
Enki and Enlil and like all these other ones.
I hate like whenever we're watching Anunnaki videos and stuff, it'll be like 5 minutes of stuff about Anunnaki. Instantly, let's talk about the Genesis and the Bible, and you're like, holy fuck! You're like, no. Like, don't talk about the Bible and stuff. The Bible was written by us.
Well, I'm saying, like, you can talk about the Bible, but don't talk about the Bible as truth. Talk about, like, who wrote the Bible and what was their inspiration? Like, where did those original stories of all the old religions actually come from?
Yeah.
And I think, I think it was, like, some type of centralized event, like we were created and then told, like, say we were created and the DNA spliced and became intelligent that way. We would believe what whoever made us. Like, we would believe what they told us because we had nothing else to go by because we were, like, the first stage of our evolution. Like, we didn't evolve over time. We were just, like, brought into existence from different species. And now let's say it's been 6,000 years since now, as a collective, like, humanity, we're kind of getting there now, kind of starting to realize, like, hey, why do we like gold so much? Like, why do we do this? Why do we do that? Why do we go to war? Why do we have elite? We're, like, just starting to kind of, like, become our own species almost.
Yeah. And the Anunnaki is like, we joked that it's like a long one, but it's just one of those ones where you say Anunnaki and you say like what it is, and then you end up jumping to so many other things. Like it isn't itself like one theory. It ends up getting tied in with a whole bunch of stuff. So now we talked about Planet X going to give it to you. We've talked about human evolution, right? Like,
yeah, it's like a central theory almost. It's like it connects a lot of dots.
Yeah, it's a good jumping off point for just about everything.
Yeah,
because if you're not religious, like we aren't, it makes way more sense that we were brought into existence from a creator of whatever kind, either that's the Anunnaki or whatever it was.
Wait a minute, you guys don't put all your faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
No, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thank you very much. Give me 10% of all the stuff you ever made in your entire life. I can't believe you see some of these pastors' houses and you're like, really?
We were actually talking about that today. We were watching one that was going on about religion and all this shit. And I was like, man, you know how like wealthy those religious groups are?
It's insane.
Like I wonder how much like art, like historical documents and stuff have been destroyed by the church because it would damage the faith like over the years.
Oh, I can only imagine. Like I think religion was... Okay, let's say religion spawned from the Anunnaki, and someone finally became smart enough. Some human was like, "All right, let's if this works so well, like we've been enslaved by Anunnaki, why can't we just switch it?
Do the same
to
thing
enslave our own race under
doing
ourselves.
The same thing they were doing to us. We're gonna do to ourselves."
And a select group of elite people at the time are like, "Okay, we're gonna create the church. Jesus Christ was the head, or wherever they got their stories from.
Jesus,
or whoever. Yeah, and it's a stimulus for control." Always has been, ever since we were created, from whatever means that was.
Yeah, I could get on that too. Like the Anunnaki used to control us with like the fear of religion and fear of like our eternal soul.
I won't go back to say the Anunnaki didn't even tell us this. We kind of just decided like, oh, humans are controlled by fear. Because
I think it's like religion just developed, like, because humans are really good at like coming up with things when we need it. Like necessity is the mother of invention. And it's just, I think religion might have been a way originally to just control people, but to unite us beyond just the bonds of blood, right? Beyond family. It was just, you know, if you have a central idea, it's easier for people to follow behind that, as opposed to if you're just like, okay, I'm only loyal to my family and my kin, and you know, religion's just a way to, yeah, it is kind of, you know, at first it was just that it was a good idea. We're like, oh, this is a good idea. And then some people just took it way too far.
Just twist. Yeah. They twisted it after a while to just be like, just to gain all the power for themselves. Yeah. I'm on board with that too. Like to unite humanity under one banner. religions try to do that, but unfortunately there's 1,000 religions, so it didn't really work.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of, it got out of control. I mean, it was also, you know, it was a way to unite humanity and also explain those things that we didn't understand at that point, you know.
Yeah, now, it was just their, it was their version of what we're trying to do now, is make sense of pretty much everything. And the, that version, the Bible version, is, it's just like a simplified version, like, oh, God spoke and all of a sudden there was a planet and heavens and stars and water and life. Like, it was just like a simplified, easy way for us to understand who we, like, what we were, pretty much, even though it had really no bearing. Like, I don't know.
I agree.
And now, like, now we're getting to the point where, like, we're, okay, why do we believe in this one guy who died on the cross? And what? Like, what is that? Like, what do you mean he died on the cross for sin? What is a sin? Like, what? There's one rule I've talked about before for all of humanity, and it's do no harm. And if everyone lives by that rule,
we are the worst.
That's what I mean. There's one. There's really so one rule for humanity to, like, to survive and be well-being. It's do no harm, and that's in every sense of the world, and in all that, in the Ten Commandments, and whatever type of religious text, when they say don't do this and do this, that's pretty much,
because literally everything could fall out under that bracket. Because, like, don't steal because it hurts the other
don't
person's
kill,
feelings.
Don't rape. Don't do this. Don't do that. Just do anything. Yeah, like, it's just like a, it's an inherent trait of humans. Everyone knows right from wrong. It's like from right from birth. Like, yeah, you don't want to kill someone.
Well,
I think even if you weren't taught that, I don't know.
Well, some men, it's not just because I know some people that are just prone to violence.
Well, I think those people that are prone to violence are like a product of their environment.
Yeah, like a, yeah, but, that's fair. That's fair.
I think if you take a guilty person who's been prone to violence since they're, let's say, like 8 years old, and they've killed people, and you hooked them up to some type of polygraph or other type of brain testing device, they know what they're doing is wrong. They just fucking don't care anymore. Like, that's just, they've just grown up that way. But that's something different. But Anunnaki.
How long? What time are we at on this one?
No, we can talk all night. We got nothing to do.
Yeah. Well, we're
under an hour, but.
We're going to pub crawl still.
Yeah, we are going to pub crawl. Okay. Hey, what other theories we got for Anunnaki?
Hold on. Let's take a quick Anunnaki break. I just want to talk about this. Let's mix this up a little bit.
Sure.
So I want to go back to Anunnaki, but I pulled something up because while I was thinking of it. So on Twitter, always love our fans on Twitter, always giving us tons of stuff. this one I wanted to talk about. Just real quickly touch on Keith MacDor at MacDor, MacQDOR. He's been sending us ghost videos.
Right.
And he sent us the video of, he said, of course you want to see my poltergeist throw stuff. Here you go. And he sent us a YouTube video. Now, Keith, here's my problem. I couldn't watch your video at all because as you started recording, I could see your TV, and on your TV was Transformers 4. And I said I'd never watch that again.
That's instant
so
over.
I was like, no, I can't watch this.
Deal breaker.
And it instantly made me question your credibility.
Sorry.
So maybe try one. You know, I can't believe you're even sitting through that. Like, are you,
is that Age of Extinction?
Yeah.
Oh, like, my God.
It's the worst movie of all time. I won't watch it. I just know.
So Keith,
the only true Transformers movie is the 1985 one. That's the only one that
the cartoon one.
That is the true gospel of Transformers.
It was, that movie was so bad that when I saw that, I was like, I can't even watch this video because that seeing, like, I instantly recognized the movie and I was like, oh, give me a shiver, and I turned it off. And then I was like, maybe he's depressed. So Keith, go out there, get help. Right, don't be scared. You don't have to watch Transformers 4. There's lots of other movies.
Lots of better movies out there.
Okay? You just look after yourself, all right? Okay. Back to Anunnaki. I just popped in my head. I want to get that out before I forgot.
Had to get that
out.
Yeah. Like, man, we've gone everywhere with this. We've touched religion.
That's like one of the big central theories of human origin.
Yeah. I always don't know if I like the idea of them genetically modifying us. But I guess it's really doesn't make sense for anything else because, like you said, there's there's other styles of apes, right? Now, could you breed, can you mix breed the different species of apes?
I've never seen, like, you have a lion and a tiger, you get a liger, but I've never seen, like, different apes.
I'm sure you can in some ways, because you can, like, it's like, yeah, like, cats, some of the big cats you can breed, some of the bears you
can
breed.
Some sort of, like, horrible abomination creature, maybe.
You can breed, like, a fucking donkey and a horse, and you get a mule, and you can, like, there is, like, cross species breeding.
Yeah, but I don't think there are a lot of apes that are as close
like, yeah, I know what you mean, like as those family ones. Wise,
like, yeah, you have like a zebra and a donkey, which are relatively close, but I think most apes are
pretty
just that's too different, I think.
No, maybe that's just primates in general, because like, okay you have the great apes, you have like gorillas and you have chimpanzees and orangutans, but I don't think they can breed.
No.
So maybe they're like, okay, we're the only humans.
Yeah.
Maybe like primates in general just kill any other species that's close to them. They just get rid of them.
Yeah.
Annihilate them. There's nothing else left.
Because, yeah, that doesn't make sense, because you think we'd have like another kind of self-aware,
like either like a human
semi-intelligent.
He's like not quite as smart, but they're still humans. My thing is,
did we eliminate them, or did they, or were they used? Because I mean, they are finding like genetic markers in our DNA that are attributed to Neanderthals,
right?
And other species of like a Homo sapien.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, you know, maybe we could, maybe back then when those races were around, we could crossbreed, and maybe our current humans are just like a collaboration, like a mixed breed of all those other homo or humanoids. Where it's like a melting pot of all those races in one.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because we don't even really make sense. Like our natural build, like if we were to just go in the nature, we come out, we're naked. We can't survive like that.
No.
Like we can't.
Well, you can only in
certain climates.
Only on in like rainforest, like on the equator, like jungles. Like,
yeah,
you can't anywhere else. It'll get too cold or too hot or something. And
so it's like we don't really fit our environment.
Yeah, I mean we have to actually augment our environment to suit us. Yeah, like that's what we do.
And it's like we have soft tissue. Like we're not built to run in the jungles. We scratch, we tear, right? Like.
We're just built to heal.
Yeah,
we're built.
We are freaking smart, though.
Yeah, that's our ability to reason and make sense of our surroundings. Is like that's humans.
I was reading one article
hard to
about
reason with
it
a
was,
bear.
It
though.
Was talking about humans as the we are like ultra. We're somebody defined us as ultra predators. Like we adapt so fast because we're so smart that other creatures that have evolved over millions of years, like say elephants. For example, which evolved, like their size was their defense.
Right.
Yeah.
But we've learned to, it's actually made them more vulnerable to us as humans or crabs that develop like huge claws, for defense. But instead humans are like, oh, those look good.
Yeah.
Let's eat those.
Yeah. Eat them. Nice, sick claws, bud.
We just like take any situation. We're like, oh, we can make that work for us. Like everything, food, shelter, climates, we take everything where we go and adapt.
Man, and it's crazy because we're starting to see now with technologically, we start to advance so quickly.
Too quick.
Like almost. It's insane. It's almost, that's why I almost think we had to be placed here because I think.
We're just leaps and bounds over the next species.
Yeah, and you think in the series of time that we've just gone so fast that like.
Man, it's so weird. Like, what do you think? Okay, take Homo sapiens, take humans off the planet. What's the next number one species on the planet?
I don't know.
Right?
Dolphins. I don't know.
It's a pretty
dolphin. Yeah, like fucking dolphins or killer whales or something like.
It's a pretty like they're, but they're all pretty like.
But they're not. You can't take a dolphin and just jump it on land. Like we can go live under the water for months at a time.
Next land creature. What is it? Pigs. Pigs.
You know what? It's probably like some type of pig because, yeah, they live everywhere. They adapt everything. They eat everything. But
yeah, it doesn't because they're like even the top ones, you would think they're all kind of on a level plane on some. They have some pros and cons. But we are like leaps and bounds ahead. That's why I'm always kind of like, you know, can we really have we like.
Even like the really smart, or like, oh, the animal's really, really smart. Like you take like a crow. They're only like animals to use tools on a regular basis to like complete their day-to-day tasks.
Yeah.
still dumb as fuck. Really?
Yeah, they're stupid.
Eating trash.
They're eating trash. Like, come on. Well, like, smart for them. Like, oh, they can get food easily from, like, feasting.
But it's like, it's not like they're smart. It's just they're surviving. Exactly. Like, you know, they're opportunists. Yeah. There's a difference between.
Yeah, there's no other, like, well, I think it is, like, it is just dolphins and killer whales. They have, like, a family structure, and they have, like, some type of sonar language. And that's, like, they're really the closest thing. Or maybe, I guess, chimpanzees, too. They have family structure, and they go to war, and.
Yeah, but it's not.
But it's not anything close, right? They don't. They use tools in ways, but.
I think our gift is foresight. I think humans, like most of our stuff, where it's like, if we do this, this will probably happen. And we're able to figure it out from there, you know, calculate those different.
I'm going to say, that pretty much sets us apart, is that we are able to predict it, like change the future, essentially, right? Everything else kind of just lives in the now. I don't think they plan ahead.
Yeah, we're able to think ahead. Like, we're able to prepare.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're like, okay, well, you know, our ancestors are like, if we chase the deer this way, they'll run off the forest, they'll run through the forest, and they won't see the cliff. Right. And they'll run off the cliff, and then they'll die. And then we don't have to chase them for days.
Yeah, it's, man, humans are fucked
up. Yeah, we are, like, we're fucking, we're like an insane species on this planet.
It's boggling my mind every time we kind of think about this, just. How weird we are for this planet.
Man, that's where the theories spawn, because like we're trying to find out where we came from, why we're here, and what we're supposed to do, and no one fucking knows at all. A lot of theories, but no one really knows. Well, you know what? I'd say we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, you guys can trust us.
Ron Pond probably knows, but he's...
I've been trying to get Ron Pond on the line, but he's busy.
He's living a life of seclusion now.
Yeah, he's a... Well, he's probably looked into the Anunnaki. He probably knows what's up. But
he probably has the most.
Anunnaki, he's probably 1/16th Anunnaki.
Yeah, he's probably royal blood.
Yeah, for sure.
But
I'd love to have Ron Pond on. The real Ron Pond.
We'll get him.
Oh, one day.
Like those shirts.
Yeah. Fuck. It's not like this is a big surprise.
Everyone listening right now knew back 6 months ago that the shirts weren't going to be ready.
Yeah, we pretty much openly told everyone that.
I said 1 to 6 months.
And I said, look, surprise, surprise, they're not ready. Like,
what are you going to do?
Yeah. You'll get it.
Well, Danica's going to get hers.
Danica's
going to get it. You'll get it the next time Nibiru makes its orbital.
Could be August. Could be in 1 month from now when Nibiru smashes into Earth and kills us all. So.
No, you know what? I am going to get them made next weekend.
Okay. Well, okay. One more thing about Nibiru while we're on it. It says like when Nibiru approaches, there's supposed to be increased climate change and earthquakes and volcanic activity, which is actually happening right now. Like, insane amount of tectonic activity in the earth right now. Not really, no one really knows why. People say, like, oh, it's just a cycle of the earth, and maybe it just is. Maybe it is every couple hundred years they have a huge tectonic cycle, a bunch of earthquakes pop up. And
dude, I just thought of this, why didn't we ask those fucking flat earth guys explain earthquakes
then? Because we were so out of our mind trying to understand what they're saying, we forgot the questions we were supposed to ask.
Because I'm like, you can't flat earth, you can't explain a fucking earthquakes,
volcanoes, weather. Like, I don't even want to talk about flat earth.
Yeah.
Anyways, Anunnaki. What else we got?
Okay. I wanted to say, like, we always talk about if the Anunnaki were alien race and stuff. Possibly they came. Possibly what I'm going to say is chances are if they did and there was actually some living beings here, they died off here. They never left. They died here. Because I'm a firm believer that I don't really believe in the grays and the reptilians so much, because I don't think it's possible for life to traverse space. I think if
multi-dimensional though.
Okay, yeah, I'll say that then. If they could be multi-dimensional, I'll say, you know what, I'm going to say if those are real and they are, I'm going to say I lean towards them being multi-dimensional. It makes and more not space.
It's easier to be multi-dimensional than space.
Because spacefaring, I'm going to say, is a game for robots and technology. Not artificial life, not organic life.
I totally agree. Let's say if life is let's say life develops in every solar system.
Ooh, that's a good. I just cracked open a False Creek raspberry ale. Oh,
that's a good
fucking
one.
Delicious.
Yeah, they're good. Go pick a case. But let's say life happens. Let's say on every solar system.
Let's say life finds a way.
Oh, you haven't said that in forever. Life will find a way. But let's say life does find a way in every solar system. Let's say one planet is perfect enough to harbor life of some kind.
Yeah.
Let's say intelligent life spawns on every planet eventually. If stars are only 3 light years apart, like the average distance.
Yeah.
Let's say, I don't know what it is. It's a parsec. I don't know if it's 2 or 4 or 5 or 6. You guys out there are probably smarter than us. But let's say it's 3 years and they get advanced. Let's say humans 100 years from now have a technology to almost get to light speed. So in 3 years, we can get to the next spacefaring or next habitable planet.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that is possible. It's not the ones that are like, oh, it's 10,000 light years away or 20,000 light. Like, yeah. That's insane. Like,
yeah.
But if it's just 3 years and you can go in some type of cryo sleep and you can put your body to sleep and don't feel the effects of space, shoot your rocket through space with your new technology, get to a planet, wake up, and get down there, would be possible.
Then you stop, drop, open up shop.
Stop, drop,
shut down, open up shop.
That's all I know.
Whoa, whoa.
This was Riders
Row.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. DMX all the way.
Yeah, he's getting some shout outs on this. We named a planet after him today.
Yeah, we fucking did. But like that, yeah, for spacefaring, like that's, in my belief, that would be like existence. You couldn't go across the galaxy.
No.
Thousands of light years.
And that's sad.
As we know it now, but I think multidimensional. Okay, let's go back to a monoatomic gold for a second. It's a theory. I got nothing to go on by other than Michael Tellinger and MIT. They heated up this monoatomic gold in a box and it disappeared. And they don't really know why. It could just be the visible spectrum of light off that just left. But they say, well, maybe, just maybe it goes with, that's a trans-dimensional product of matter. So maybe that's what spacefaring is. Like, you don't actually jump space, you jump dimensions to a different universe, almost like the super string theory.
Did you watch this whole 2-hour fucking YouTube video with that guy on monatomic gold?
No. Oh. You think I could do that?
I was like,
did about 5 minutes 4 times throughout the thing and got a couple parts. But
well, yeah, you got some pretty good information from the 10 minutes of you.
No, my information comes from Michael Tellinger. Okay, if you don't know Michael Tellinger, I think I did it on last podcast. Gaia.com, you can watch a couple episodes for free. Hidden Origins. It kind of goes with like the Sumerians and ancient origins of humans and giants and Nephilim and all this shit. But he presents in a way that's more believable than most. So give it a listen or give it a watch. I don't think he actually has a podcast or anything. So
is there anyone else on Twitter? Can we bring someone on right now?
On Skype?
On Skype, yeah, that's what I meant. Because we are technically in our Hotline Bling session.
Well, you know what? Let's wrap up Anunnaki.
Okay.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back after an hour and we'll try and do some
call-ins. Okay. So, do we want to, Dan, you got anything else left you want to touch on Anunnaki?
Nope. I think we got it all out.
It sounds like a delicious sushi.
Anunnaki.
Anunnaki. I'll have 2 orders of Anunnaki.
2 Anunnaki rolls, please.
Yeah.
2 Anunnaki. Hey.
I want crunchy and spicy, though.
Crunchy
and spicy. Hey.
Yes.
crunchy, sir. And a Nokia.
Anyways, any shout outs? What do we got?
Yeah, let's do some shout outs. If our podcasts aren't quick enough for you, you can hear us on the Something Something podcast coming out pretty soon. We talk about alien movies. Alien invasion movies? What do we talk about?
Yeah, alien invasion movies, the ones we like and the ones
those
we don't
guys
like.
Are awesome. Those guys are really well prepared.
It's a really great podcast.
We came unprepared as usual. Who else do I want to get a shout out to? I forgot. What's that one? Oh, the I Hate Shoes podcast. She really wants us to come on the podcast. I just, you know, we're super.
Yeah, we're figuring
I
it
want
out.
To, and I. It's like the t-shirts. I want to. It's just finding the time right now. We're busy people right now. We will. I promise. Some point, time, and soon, I'll message you.
Yeah. We got a
shitter twat outs.
Shitter twat outs.
Yeah, people were giving me shit for that.
For shitter twat outs.
Yeah.
I got at at IvyLynn713. I'm giving a shout out to her because she has just joined Twitter, and we're the only tweet she's done. So she joined probably just for us. So,
oh, well, good for her.
Thank you, Ivy. And she actually gave us, tagged us in this picture. It's an alien fucking an ape, a chimpanzee, and then it's like the Darwin evolution chain to us. So it starts with a alien gray, it looks like. So
it's very fitting.
Maybe that's what it is.
At Sydney Sawyer, Witchy Spice.
Witchy Spice. Straight out of Alabama. Alabama is weird, she says. So
Alabama is weird.
Have we talked about Project? Fuck, man, I can't talk. Project Bluebeam. I don't think we've talked about it.
Yeah, well, we talked about the hologram theory, and that's kind of... Yeah,
it's on our... It's on
Project Blue Book, Project Bluebeam. It's coming. That's coming.
Who else is on there? Oh, yeah, Ivy, I see the picture now. We're both scrolling. Are we both tagged?
Did we talk about Blue Book? What are we talking? We talked Majestic 12.
We got Men in Black, like Majestic 12 coming. We got a lot of stuff. So,
anyways, Madison liked our tweet. I love Madison. She's one of my favorite fans. You know why? She never complains like the rest of you.
anyways,
and you know why? When we give Madison a shout out, Madison goes, "Thanks for the shout out."
Thanks, guys.
So, you know what? All of our fans should be following Madison. And you, oh, wait. This is a different Madison. I'm giving the wrong Madison.
Oh.
I'm giving the wrong Madison shout out here. We got two Madisons now. So, you know what? I'm talking about you, and you know which one you are. So, that applies to both of you. So, perfect. I've covered my tracks.
All right. Enough shout outs. Let's wrap this one up, and we'll go after hours.
Okay. So, as always, keep those eyes on the skies.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Is that how we... I don't know if I've kind of forgotten.
No, you just got to say follow us on Twitter, Facebook, alientheorist.com. Send us an email at alientheorists@gmail.com.
Hit it up. I can give it to you.
You can ask Dan questions on Twitter. On Twitter.
Twitter.
Fuck.
You are on fire. He is on fire.
Don't ask our Twitter page questions, though. Because someone would be like, someone sent me a message on Twitter and it was like, ask me some stupid question that I didn't know, obviously. And then it said hashtag ask Dan. And I was like, well, yeah, ask Dan. Don't ask me. I don't know the
question. Well, hashtag ask Dan at Dan Space Oddity.
Space Oddity.
Make sure it goes right to him.
Yeah. Don't ask us. We're not going to forward it.
Yeah, we don't know
message.
Fuck all.
We don't have time for that. But Dan has all the time in the world to answer all your questions.
He doesn't do anything else in the world except for answering
all day, every day.
Hey, you got a term paper coming up?
Refreshing my Twitter, which I
Dan will answer, and he'll tell you how to write it. Like, he asked Dan anything. So, yeah, that's it. So, anyways, a couple new Madisons.
All right,
confused me on Twitter.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, keep those eyes on the skies.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at CedarPoint.com.